Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, Kicking Out, a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. What's up, KOP Nation? What's up, AEW sickos? It's Sunday night. It's July 19th, 2026. We're only 1 week away from AEW Redemption. I'm your reigning, defending, the longest reigning KOP Predictions Champion, a.k.a. Mr. Perfect Card. It's Tanner Lee with my co-host, Main Event Shep. Austin Shepherd. Shep, how we doing?
You say it like KOP's been around for fucking 20 years, man. I mean,
a fourth of the way there, brother.
Well, that's true, but you really didn't have a bunch of competition the first 2.5-3 years.
Some guy that used to be on the podcast referred to himself as the workhorse.
Well, I'm thinking we need to get a hold of Meltzer. Brian Alvarez and LaGreca and have them redo the open.
Might not be a bad idea.
Might need to send him a little bit of a message and say, hey, we need to just, you know, spice this up a little bit and shorten it, you know.
You mean shorten it and maybe and the logo, it could be that logo up in the upper right hand corner.
Well, you got. I do like the logo up in the right hand corner, but you are blocking the Main Event Wrestling Network.
I am.
There you go.
I am. I don't have the right layout to go the other direction. But what? Shep.
What? Whoa! What happened? Sounds like his vibrator is right next to his mic.
I'm kind of speechless right now. We haven't seen this guy since Forbidden Door Predictions.
I threatened Brian Alvarez and Dave LaGreca, and he shows up 30 seconds later.
Look, I heard everything you said. I've been, you know, watching from a distance.
Okay. Is that what took it? Is like, sure. I'm calling Alvarez and LaGreca, and like, we're getting Paul out of this.
yeah.
I'll say it every week if it gets you to show up to work.
I mean, you can go with the two-man logo, and then we can get a new version of me on there, since I don't look anything like that version, but you know.
Well, no, because you got a hat on now.
Well, yeah, today, maybe not. Next time you see me, who knows?
I don't know. I like the little, I mean, that beard in the picture compared to the beard you got going now is pretty close.
Well, yeah, because I trimmed the beard up a lot. I cut like 2-3 inches off this thing.
Well, I know. Amish community wasn't happy with you, so you're, hey, come back
to
us.
Yeah, well, you know.
Come back to us sickos, and then now you're back to normal.
Yeah, well, Paul, how you doing, man? Last time we saw you, I mean, you were 1 point away from a perfect card.
One point.
But you went against Kenny Omega.
Freaking point. I know.
Hey, I was with you, Paul. You and I both picked that match.
Yeah, but I still did better than you, Shep, so shut it.
Oh, because you picked the gimmick battle royal at the end differently. Gimmick.
Cage match.
It was a fucking... No, it was the ring of death.
Death. Door's death. Death the door. Door's death.
Death's door.
Death's door. Thank you. God. Can't even say it. Dumb.
How do you guys survive without me?
We listen to a lot of music.
Oh, okay.
We do listen to a lot of music. That is a factual statement.
But, some country music about some workhorse guy.
How the hell did I not sit that on a tee for you, Tanner, and you take a swing?
I mean, he's never prepared. He's here. So it's not as fun to play the song when he's actually here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Actually, I was texting Tanner earlier, and I'm like, hey, man, we haven't had a three-man pod. Should we ask Pluggo? He's at Warrior Wrestling. OTM's at Warrior Wrestling. Like, let's get crazy paperclip Mike. Let's get Tina. Like, let's spice it up. He's like, yeah, man, let's just run two guys tonight. I'm like, all right, just bored thinking of it. And then we get the cameo out of nowhere.
Tanner and I have had this planned like all week.
Oh, you just tried to fucking rib me out of nowhere or what?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey. Once I found Paul was available this week, we might have said let's pull one on Shep a little bit.
I text Tanner like at 10. I was like, hey man, is it just you and I tonight? And he's like, I was like, okay, well, I couldn't remember.
I gotta get that hook out of your mouth.
Peace.
Yeah, hook, you know,
line and sinkered.
Okay, hey, I'm happy to see you, Paul.
Yeah. Three man band's back
this week.
For now.
3MB, baby.
All right, fellas. I do have something before we get into talking what's going on in AEW, what the card for Redemption looks like. I can't believe it's a week away. We still don't know when we're doing our Redemption's prediction show, but sometime next week, we'll get that figured out and let everybody know. I got a little game. So, Majin, a few weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
He messaged me and thought it'd be fun to do a version of a Deal or No Deal game. So I'm putting my own little spin on it. You both will play.
Glad I showed up tonight for game night.
Yes, yes. So you're going to build a faction, all right? So the first round will be the leader. So I got different briefcases. Second round will be the high flyer. Third round will be the powerhouse. And fourth round will be tag team. You're going to build a little faction. But who wants to go first?
Workhorse
is right. First. All right, Paul. So you have to pick a number between 1 and 5. And each round, if you want to switch your number, you can one time. That's it. So 1 through 5.
Knowing how Shep is with numbers, and I know there's a certain number in that range that is very significant in other interests that Shep has, so I'm going to take it and go 3.
3. Well, Shep will also have his own set of 1 through 5, just to let you know.
Okay.
But, all right, so you're going with 3. All right, which case would you like to open first? 1, 2, 4, or 5?
Let's go 4.
Case number 4, Hangman Adam Page. So he's off the board, not going to be your leader.
Good, okay. He's never going to have the belt again. So,
would you like to switch numbers or stay with 3?
We'll stay with 3.
All right, case 1, 2, or 5?
Let's go 1.
John Moxley, off the board.
Okay.
Would you like to keep case 3 or switch to 2 or 5?
We'll keep case 3 and let's open case 5.
Chris Jericho off the board.
Okay.
So are we keeping case 3 or are we switching to case 2?
We're going to keep it, baby. Let's go all the way with case 3. So let's open number 2.
Number 2 is Bruv, Will Ospreay.
Damn. Okay.
So you're leader of your faction. Kenoste Takeshita.
Oh, God. All right. I should have switched to 2, but that's not terrible. I mean.
It could have been Jericho.
It could have been Jericho.
All right, Chip. Same thing to you. 1 through 5. What case do you want?
5.
Case 5. What are we opening? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
4.
How you know?
Oh, that is my guy.
Andrade off the board. Right. Are we keeping case five?
Yeah, keep case five.
One, two, or three?
One.
The AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Kenny Omega. Off the board. We still keep him five?
Three.
Opening three. The International Champion, the Proto Star, Kyle Fletcher.
Okay. Okay.
We keep him five or we switching to two?
Nope. Because I'm there's three initials I want for number five, so let's open number two.
Number two, whose house? Number five?
Give it to me, baby.
He's better than you. And you know it.
You know it. Wow. Let's go. Let's go.
MJF is
all right.
Is the leader of Ship's faction, and Kenosuke Takeshita is the leader of Paul's faction. On to the high flyers.
Take a shit. Paul,
what case we doing? One through five.
Let's go four.
Case four. All right. One, two, three, or five.
Let's open three.
Ricochet off the board.
Yeah, good for you, Paul. It sucks.
We keeping case four?
We're gonna keep it.
All right.
Case one.
Mystico.
Ooh.
Off the board.
Okay.
He's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
We keep him four?
We'll keep four. I'm a stubborn ass, so I'm probably going to keep it the whole way through. Let's open five.
The Spanish God, Sammy Guevara. Phew. Off the board. We keep him four or we switching to two?
We'll keep four. Let's open two.
Bandido off the board.
Ooh.
Zachary Wentz of the Rascals is your high flyer.
All right, that's not terrible.
Although, hold on. Paul, have you seen a trend here? Your two number five cases have been Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not picking five at all.
You should never come close to number five.
Four is as close as I'm getting.
All right, Chip, what case?
Let's go the Dirty Deuce.
Number two. All right. What are we opening?
Five. We're opening up five.
Myron Reed of the Rascals.
Okay. All right. Four.
Scorpio Sky.
One.
The TNT champion. The guy going against Kenny Omega at Redemption, Kevin Knight.
All right. That one stung a little bit. So I got two or three. All right, let's throw a little curveball in there. I'm gonna dump number two, go to number three. So let's open up two.
Two is Commander. So you are on a roll because you just got your stepson Nick Wayne.
Let's go.
All right, we'll switch things up. Shep's starting this round.
All right,
what's power, this powerhouse round.
Oh, God, if you give me Brian fucking Cage, I will come across this table.
Look, he made you go first this round, which means one of these five is Brian Cage.
You guys know me too well.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pick number three.
All right, three.
Brian Cage.
Look at that poker face. He's trying not to look at me. He's trying not to look at the you son of a buck. All right, let's open up number five.
Number five, Satnam Singh off the board.
I might rather have Brian Cage than Satnam Singh.
Hey, see, and if I would have gone first, again, number five would have been terrible for me.
Oh, number one.
Brian Cage.
Let's go! Let's go. I'm not. Give me two. Open up two and four. Let's go. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. Two, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, okay.
Four, Wardlow.
Okay.
Number three, Big Boom AJ.
Oh. That round was picked just for him.
It really was. It really was Satnam, AJ, Cage. I mean, I did throw in Lashley to Wardlow. I gave him fighting chance.
Yeah, yeah. If he would have picked two or four, he would have been golden.
Yep. All right, Paul.
All right, so I've picked three and four. I'm staying away from five still, even though, you know, five was the bad one that time. Let's go two.
Two. All right. I got to read my writing here. Who the hell is two? Oh, okay. I got two here. All right.
He can't even read his own writing. Type this stuff up and then print it out. And then.
All right. We got two. All right. What are we opening?
Five.
Nick Camarado, case five.
Wow.
Hey, he was on Dynamite this week.
Yeah, I know.
What was he with Aaron Solo this week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Former Mr. Bailey. I mean, let's go number. What did I pick? I picked two. Let's go two. Number one.
The Murder Hawk Monster, Lance Archer.
Oh, all right. Number four.
Shane Taylor.
So far, who's choosing these large enforcers? By the way,
Tanner did. I just chose them off the roster.
All right, let's go number three.
AEW doesn't have a lot of big guys, really. So,
and the powerhouse, you know, left. So
number three, Samoa Joe.
Oh, okay.
So number two, Tall Paul White.
Oh God,
what the? That might be worse than my pick.
I was just getting ready to say, who the hell's worse than this one? Yours or mine?
You want to trade?
No.
So far, Paul has Takeshita, Zachary Wentz, and Paul White. Shep has MJF, Nick Wayne, and Big Boom AJ.
Well, at this point.
But there's still tag team to go. There's still tag teams.
Look. Big Boom could take out Paul White. All he's got to do is kick him in the kneecap. Paul White's down. My team's ruined.
Sure.
One kick.
That's true. And he's going to do it eating a chocolate chip cookie.
What's going on, Isaac? We're playing a little AEW deal or no deal real quick before we get into the weekly AEW talk.
Hey, and I'm not just throwing you on the spot here, Tanner, but
yep,
I am throwing you on the spot. Yep. Out of all this faction, did you not put a female in this?
Blame Majin. I went with his categories.
Whoa. Blame the Canadian, huh?
Wow. So
the Canadian's prejudiced. I mean,
I will say he gave me the categories, but I did not put any females. We'll have to do female version next week.
I mean.
Yeah.
Next week. I'm not going to be here next week.
No shit.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. God. 3 weeks.
None of us will be here next week.
Oh, yeah. We got redemption next Sunday. Well, I admit, there are redemption predictions. That's what I meant. But.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, go ahead, Paul. Back to you again.
Oh,
I'd go number five.
Obviously. This is tag teams.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna go against my better judgment and go with Shep and go number five.
Okay.
Yes.
What are we opening?
One.
Super Kick Party, the Young Bucks off the board.
Two.
FDR. The guns off the board.
Three.
Private Party off the board.
Four.
Dark Order.
Damn. Okay. That was that. Okay. It can't be too
He
bad.
Did that. He did Dark Order just for me because I, you know.
And I think you're going to like your number five because technically they're a stable. So you can put any two members in there, the Death Riders. You can put Ospreay and Mox in there if you want.
Yeah. There's how I get Ospreay and Mox back.
There you go.
Since I lost both of them as leaders.
All right, Shep.
Number one,
okay.
Why? Because the Bucks were my number one?
Yeah, and we're going to open up number four.
The Ops.
Okay, we're going to open up number three.
FTR.
Fuck off.
I did put them in your cat. I mean, in your category, you had a chance.
They put them in your category. Number five,
Top Flight.
You had to put Top Flight. So I'm down to one and two, right?
Yep.
I know Tanner. My boys are in this category. And they're number two. So I'm switching to case number two. Open up case number one.
Tag team champions, Cope and Cage. Cage and Cope, number one.
Okay. And I got the Outrunners in number two.
You got the Dogs.
How'd you not put the Outrunners in there?
Honestly, kind of forgot about them.
They're ROH champions.
Well, exactly.
Oh, come on.
You got the Dogs. You got your combination of Finley and Kidd and Connors.
I don't dislike them. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
sorry, Paul. I think Shep beat you here.
Yeah.
With this faction.
Even though,
I don't know. I took for my tag team, I took Mox and Ospreay.
All right. So everybody let us know in the comments. So Paul's faction is Takeshita leading the way with Zachary Wentz as his high flyer, tall Paul White as his powerhouse, and he's picking Mox and Ospreay as his representatives of the Death Riders for his tag team. Shep has MJF leading the way with his stepson Nick Wayne as his high flyer, Big Boom AJ as his powerhouse, with I don't know what combination of the Dogs are you going with? Which two members?
Oh, good. Finley and Gabe Kidd.
Finley and Gabe Kidd as his tag team.
So. You tell me two meaner sons of bitches than that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so mean, they will beat up Big Boom AJ and they're on the same team.
Yeah, I don't think Big Boom AJ goes well with the rest of that faction.
No. I think the Shep's faction turns on Big Boom AJ and it becomes what, 4-on-5?
If they don't turn on Big Boom AJ before they make it to their first ring promo, then me as the head of the faction is going to have some issues.
Fair. That's fair.
All right, Don, calm down.
But that was fun. Good suggestion, Majin. I don't know if I did the game exactly like he wanted me to, but.
I'm not Don. I wear socks with my shoes. Now, my shoes might have sparkles on them, but I have socks. Yeah,
but here's the thing. Most people these days aren't wearing socks with their dress shoes.
Yeah, Kyle Fletcher doesn't, I noticed.
You know, I've done that in the past. I
like the feeling of it. If you sweat at all, your feet sweats right there inside the shoe.
It's not so much the feet sweat. It's the texture of inside the shoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Especially dress shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steffi wants to know if you're watching the race. Yep.
I have North Wilkesboro on right here.
There you go.
And just to give Steffi a heads up, let's double check before we went live. Of course, Tanner was late. I had one DraftKings lineup cashing, which I still do. And I have one definitely not cashing. But I'm in 1,400 place out of a total of like 10,000.
Not bad.
So 1,400th, we're not even halfway through yet. And I have 2nd, 4th, 9th, 23rd, 3rd, and 10th. So I got some possibilities. This could cash a little bit. And it's been a while since I've had an old W-2 from DraftKings on NASCAR. Been a while.
All righty, boys. Let's get talking some AEW. And I want to know your – go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to cut you off and be the one who gets to say something special first. Can we give a shout out to, you know, our ROH Women's World Champion for surpassing the Tribal Chief in her reign as champion?
Yes, we can. Now get the bell off of her and get her on AEW every week, Tony.
Agreed. And do the same damn thing again.
Yes. Yes. Yes, again. But I want to get to know your guys' thoughts because I haven't really talk to you guys. I mean, we talked a little through text about this, but I haven't heard your thoughts out loud. So this week it was announced that WWE is going to counter program AEW's All Out in September with AAA, a pay-per-view of AAA, not only the same day, I doubt it's at the same time, but it's in the same city in Chicago. AAA running the Allstate Arena, AEW running All Out at the Now Arena. Thoughts?
If I looked, one starts at 4 Central Time, one starts at 6 maybe Central
That's
Time.
That's probably AAA, probably at 4, and then AEW at 6. But still makes it pretty much impossible for anybody to attend both in the same day. At least in completion. The show's in completion.
Look, you know, if I had my choice, I know where I'm going.
I know what I'm where I'm going, where I'd be going, what I'm watching that day. I mean, it's not a fight for me, but some fans are going to have to pick and choose now.
No.
To me, this is like before I just thought it was some healthy competition, but this is blatant childness.
Yes.
I mean, this is petty bullshit here. Nothing. And here's the thing. Here's the sad part. I feel bad for the AAA talent and whatever WWE talent will be on that show is because you are thrown against the wolves. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an AEW, like, beat my chest. I'm just saying one of the bigger AEW shows of the year. And they're going to throw AAA, who's – those guys are – they're scraping and clawing, right?
Yep.
Just like NXT talent.
Some people say it's WWE's best product.
Well
– or, excuse me, TKO's best product.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel sorry for them because they're going to have a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
So – I think now it's like before we've kind of like joked about it, like kind of shrugged our shoulders at it. Now this is just blatant, obvious.
Because next month at All In, they're running a AAA pay-per-view and an NXT pay-per-view. PLEs, yes. Whatever the hell you want to call them. I mean, look, like that NXT, that's the one. Like if I'm the CW, I'd get real pissed when they put NXT because I'm like, what are you doing to us?
Yeah,
like we're not going to get the ratings we would if we were on our own. We might. Exactly. I mean, I know the reason they're trying to cut into the AEW's eyeballs, but you're also hurting your own product, I think. So,
Yeah, because you know if you've got people who do watch both, and you've got again another really big AEW pay per view, and you know that. NXT is going to be able to be reran on CW at what? No cost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah. I'm going to tune in live to AEW and then just catch the replay of what I'm interested in on NXT. If I watched both brands, but the outright coming out and announcing a pay-per-view the same day within hours in the same city across town, that is beyond childish. That is beyond pettiness. And the three of us will agree. The IWC is going to say, oh, look at AEW trying to cut in on WWE, even though WWE announced after AEW already had. And exactly. Had already been tickets are already on sale for AEWs.
Yeah. But which you make a point there, Paul, but let's go one step further. How many times has this show in the last 5 years been in Chicago?
Every year.
Except last year. Yep. Well, every other year. Every other year that has though. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean they know that. It's their home. They've run this show since back in the day before when it was Cody's. Yep. Cody's in the Bucks to prove a point.
Yep.
They've always gone to this arena. This is their home.
Yep. 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 And like Steffi said, she likes both products, but if you ask her what's her favorite, AEW.
Oh, yeah. I love both products. Well, I don't want to say love. I enjoy AAA. So, to me, it's a breath of fresh air with some of the WWE product. So I enjoy watching that. But, yeah, I mean, if I got a pick, obviously, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a pick, I'm going to pick AEW over any wrestling promotion, in my opinion, you know, even if it's main roster WWE, but that's just me. Yeah, I just kind of chuckled and I eye rolled when I saw that announced. I'm like,
yeah.
They say they're not worried, you know.
It's just, what was that old quote? It's just a pissant t-shirt company.
I believe you're right.
So,
and like, I try not to put too much emphasis on like ratings and ticket sales, but it is interesting. And I know All In has a bigger setup right now than SummerSlam, but All In's selling more tickets right now than night one or two of SummerSlam. Night one or two of SummerSlam is really struggling ticket wise. And
well, and it's right around the corner. Here's the problem. You, me, Shep, we could all buy tickets from where we are in Indiana to go to Wembley and still spend less than we are to go to SummerSlam.
Especially if we've gone both nights.
Yeah. So, of course, tickets are going to sell better to Wembley. And it's freaking Wembley, man.
Yeah, it's their biggest show of the year.
Hold on. Are we accounting the bar bill from the flight overseas? Because to get my ass on a plane for like 8 hours, you guys are going to have to get me drunk.
All right. Shit. I don't think Paul did take that into consideration, but
okay. If we're buying tickets to both nights, yes, it's still cheaper.
Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, you get me on a flight to Vegas and I'm jonesing after 3.5 hours from there. You get me on a flight for 8 hours. I don't know. You don't want to sit next to me, boys.
I hear you.
And you better get me on an aisle seat next to the pisser too, because I got a small bladder.
Well, here's the thing. Tanner and I'll sit first class, and then you can sit wherever.
That's okay. Just throw me a biscuit back, and I'll be happy. throw me a biscuit, and when you're on a plane, the only thing you can drink is Jack on the Rocks, Extra Rocks. I mean, that's the only drink you can drink on a plane. Ask Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, but you guys had the reactions I thought you would about the counter-programming, so...
So, speaking of counter programming, a question I had for both of you two that I've seen all over the internet, and it actually involves the segment that's on right now. I know you can't see it very well because it's a really old TV, but it's Kenny and the Bucks. Lots of speculation with the color scheme that the Bucks have gone for on their shirt. You guys think AEW is about to experience a whole new day?
Within the next month and a half.
Okay.
Because I either think they show up close to Wembley or at Wembley. But I'm very confident they're coming into AEW.
But the day, the D-Day is like 7/27.
There's a lot of talent this next week that are free.
Okay.
I don't know if they're yet or if it's a little longer, but there are a lot of talent that are free next week.
Pretty close.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and I know Joe Gacy is rumored to have challenged Killer Cross in October for an indie match, so... Obviously, he's not going by Joe Gacy anymore, but so he's made his way out of that 90 days lockdown.
What was his independent name before?
It was Joseph something.
So when he was in the NWA.
Sager. I think he's going Joseph Sager, I think is what I saw. Close to that.
Yeah, maybe we're talking about.
You're going to make me research.
I did see today Fightful reported that Sheamus is still technically under a WWE contract till October 1st.
Sawyer, Joseph Sawyer.
I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
I did not see that.
Yep. So even though he won't be appearing on WWE in that time, technically not a free agent until then.
Yes, Joseph Sawyer. You're right. You're right.
And then he also did Xerox and Psycho Joe.
I'm trying to find the list of who becomes free this next week, but I'm not finding. I saw it earlier on Twitter and I should have tagged it.
Well, we also know that two names opened a golden briefcase this week, so.
Yeah, Shep and I kind of talked about this last week. I think Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Marseille Machine Guns, I think they're going to become all elite either on the Dynamite or Collision in Detroit. So not this upcoming week, but next week after Redemption.
Yep.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. Should they honestly, looking back, should have signed with AEW in the first place.
And honestly, they probably regret TNA. It. So,
yep.
That's probably why that video was so special to them.
Joseph Sawyer is, he's going to have a match against Rich Swann, Wrestling Revolver, on July 24th. First match back on the Indies. Just signed for Nashville. That was reported an hour ago.
Okay. I think it's October 10th date because it's cross.
Yep. So good stuff. Good stuff. Did you guys see the Triangle of Madness, Tekla, Sky Blue, and Julia Hart went over to Stardom and won some gold?
Yes, they did.
It's a trios belt, but they called it the something of Stardom.
Let me see if I can find it.
I got you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Oh,
trying to look up so many things here.
Artist of Stardom.
Artist of Stardom. Which Artist every of Stardom belt
champions.
Every belt is a big gold star, but I think the straps are different colors, maybe.
Yes, blue, pink, and red.
There you go. I'm very, I pay attention, boys.
And of course, Sky Blue is the one with the blue strap. Hart, Julia Hart has the pink.
I had to have a little discussion with Sky Blue the other day. She was getting a little too close. Mama Wayne was getting kind of pissed. But I said, I also told Mama Wayne, hey, your lease is coming up. I got to trade you in for a newer model.
And what's funny about all this is I'm the only one who's actually sat down and had a conversation with Sky Blue.
I'll tell you this. You never buy out your lease at the end. You always trade it in for a younger model.
Unless you're Tanner.
I mean, Tanner's still in his first marriage, Paul.
Oh, I'm talking this car. I actually bought a car on this one.
I've never bought a car on my lease. I've always turned leases in.
I thought the one you had was on a lease originally.
No. Nope.
My bad. Sue me.
Yeah, I will sue you.
Get in line with everybody else. Logan Paul.
By the way, you might be the best quarterback in the world, but you can't throw a slap.
The worst slap I've ever seen.
That was another big eye roll for me when he said he wants to wrestle a match. I'm like, of course you do. Of course Tico wants to bring you in. Why not bring more celebrities in? Like, come on.
Well, yeah, because God. He's part of the Vegas Raiders now.
I know. Yeah.
He wants to make sure they keep coming back to the stadium. I'm sure he gets some royalties off of that bullshit. Blah, 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 blah,
he's
blah.
He's a douchebag. That's what he is. Good quarterback, but a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, he beat the shit out of your Broncos and my Colts for here. So,
yeah, but I will say he struggled in Denver. That was his worst stadium by far he had to play in, especially in the playoffs. He's 0-3 in the playoffs there.
We did beat him for an AFC championship in Indianapolis.
Yeah, we did it twice in Denver. So, okay. Peyton did it twice in Denver.
Fucking Trump card over there.
Good news is Cleveland's never beat him. So,
who never did?
Cleveland.
Oh. It's Cleveland. I'm not even going to say they're in the AFC, the NFC. Are they in the fucking NFL at all? That was mean. I'm sorry, Paul.
Wow.
No, you're not.
Ask the Miz that question.
He'll fuck tell the you Miz. You know what? Here, you want to talk about how big of a douche the Miz is? The Miz, played in some charity golf outing a week ago.
It was the big one. The big one.
And had a blast.
Yeah.
The big one's the AT&T at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, but the one without the pros, this is the biggest one there is. This is one on NBC for 3 days.
Okay, great. You play Lake Tahoe. You play a fucking wide open course. The Miz chips in from 80 yards out, and you think he fucking holed out to win the fucking Masters at Augusta for $4 million.
I bet the Miz will whoop your ass.
In golf?
Yep.
I'd take the Miz on right now, $100 a hole, straight up.
I know you would.
From the fucking tips. Let's go.
Now, remember, only one of you two has a golf simulator in their house.
It's not me.
Exactly.
It's not me. Tag him in this. You can fucking cut your shorts, Tanner. Your little shorts you put on Instagram and all the Twitter and all that shit and all the book they call face, and you tag his ass. I'll play him $100 a hole from the tips, any course he wants to. I'll play the course fucking blind. I'll play his home fucking course. I'll travel to Cleveland and play whatever goat ranch they have in fucking Cleveland, because I'm sure they don't know how to mow grass in Cleveland.
I'll be your caddy.
Paul, wash your balls.
Slash driver.
Hey, Paul, will you just...
Wow!
Hey, Paul, will you just hand me a drink?
I will.
Then you're in.
Every time you say, I need a drink, here you go, Chef.
He'll wash your balls and clean your shaft.
Wow!
Wow. I was being nice to you tonight.
I make golf balls in the shaft of his golf clubs. Yeah. Geez,
it's
guys.
Chef, you know better than that.
Out of the gutter.
I can't even say 6'9" and Shep loses it. See?
All right. Well, one more question before we get into talking dynamite. I was thinking about this last night. So we call, especially Shep, triple threats lazy booking, right?
Yeah.
All right, if we call that lazy booking, what do you call a four-way, or fatal four-way match?
Perverts.
What you call, we have too much talent, we don't know what to do with it, we don't want to book anything that makes sense, so.
So it goes back to lazy booking.
Yeah.
It's worse than lazy booking. It's trying to put stars over for no reason.
Yeah. Because WWE didn't go that route with Punk and Cody Winless. Right. For a second, I thought, wow, are they really going to go? Like, because in my mind, I'm like, Fatal 4-Way with those four are way less appealing than just Cody against Punk. And like, so that just made me think, like, we always talk about triple threats being lazy booking. Then what are 4-Way matches? So I was just curious.
And speaking of they didn't go that way, when is SummerSlam? It's August 1st and 2nd, right?
Correct.
So why the hell have we already had a kickoff show?
I don't know why they do a lot of things they do.
But hey, Nick Aldis, Gunther.
About time Nick Aldis gets in the ring, man.
Now, hold on. And I know we have not talked dynamite yet.
I know. That's my fault.
I mean, we're only 43 minutes in.
My fault.
But
25 of it was spent playing Deal or No Deal.
It was.
Do you think we finally get in this Nick Aldis match, which we all know he can still go, or, you know, last time we saw him.
We think he can.
But do you think it's kind of a desperation pull to sell some tickets for SummerSlam?
To an extent.
Yeah.
I think those people who are wanting to see Nick in the ring, but don't tune in every week because they're just tired of seeing him in backstage segments, might buy a ticket now. Or might buy the PLE.
They did lower tickets to $25 in some sections.
Yeah, those are the nosebleeds. Like at the very top of the arena.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch the Jumbotron.
Yep. So you might as well sit at home and drink your own drinks for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have two drinks and you're over your $25 ticket.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
That's what it'll be, Shep. They're going to sell you a $25 ticket right by a bar, and they know you're going to drop $200 on three drinks because that's what they're going to charge.
And you're
going to
buy merch, too.
Yeah, I'm going to buy merch.
Mm-hmm.
Danhausen merch because
I'm a mark, and I don't want to get cursed. So, yeah.
We can't have two out of the three of us be cursed, all right?
No, that's why I'm buying the merch.
I mean, I'm just saying August 3rd is right around the corner if you guys want to help me get uncursed.
Nah, I think we're okay.
Okay. I tried.
All right, so right behind over your shoulder, Paul, we got Kevin Knight challenging Kenny Omega.
For the thumbnail title, for this exact episode.
Which Kenny accepts. So that's our title match and presumably probably main event for next Sunday. Kevin Knight versus Kenny Omega. How are we feeling about this?
I got 1,000 points on Kenny.
Yeah.
I got 1,001. I'm kind of
only going to get one match right on the entire card. It's going to be this one. Come on, Shep. No, let me have my 1,000 points.
And I guess that wasn't my question because we all – Kenny's not losing this match, right? I mean, we know that. But what do you think, like – I guess if not Kevin Knight, what direction would they have went with the reports that MJF is going to be out for this pay-per-view? I mean, you know, that was supposedly the original plan was MJF-Kenny. MJF wanted to move it up the beach break, so they did. So what other direction would you have went if you didn't go this route? That makes any sort of sense.
I mean, if he hadn't started a storyline with another group of people, how you know?
Yes.
And I agree with Paul, but it'd be hard to have two faces. Yeah. And Kenny doesn't have to work to be a face. But right now, Andrade is making the transition to be a face. So I want to see the match, but it's just not the right time. I don't like the match. I don't think Kevin Knight's the right person to put in there, but I don't know who else makes sense.
Yes. And Shep, remember there is a Grand Slam in Mexico on August 5th. That might be the right time for how you know.
Sure.
And Kevin Knight, like, let's look back last year. This is kind of similar to All Out last year. Kyle Fletcher was your TNT champion. He faced Hangman. We knew he probably wasn't going to win. But even in losing effort, it elevated him. I think it could do that to Kevin Knight.
I think that's the plan, is to elevate Kevin Knight. You know,
so it'll be a hell of a match. It's going to be a great match, but
you just turned the guy into a singles wrestler in AEW here recently. You know,
I got
the upper hand.
I want Kenny Omega away from Don Callis.
Yeah,
I do too. His entire career has been Don Callis, but the only other one that they could have. If they didn't go Kevin Knight, we would have gotten the man who just got laid out. They would have thrown Darby in there again.
Which, does Darby take the TNT title off Kevin Knight this upcoming Dynamite before Redemption?
No, you can't.
I don't think so either.
You can't have him do back-to-back losses.
Yeah.
No.
No, that would hurt him.
And Darby can eat a couple losses and be fine.
Yeah. Even though Darby's been a multi-time TNT champ, like, he doesn't need that belt coming off the world title.
No.
I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
No, he doesn't. But Kevin Knight going back-to-back losses would hurt Kevin Knight way more than it would hurt Darby or Kenny Omega.
And you guys know how I hate double champions. I hate even guys who have titles going after other titles. I don't like that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not like – this isn't the most exciting title match or main event by any means. And this build for Redemption, in my opinion, has been a little weird. Like, I think there's been some injuries and some other planned matches and storylines that they've had a pivot from, probably, and that's why it's looking like it is. But we know what we know about AEW. Their pay-per-views always deliver. This will still deliver. It's just not what I thought we were going to get for the pay-per-view before All In, I guess.
Well, you had such a hell of a Dynamite after Forbidden Door.
Right.
And then you had another hell of a Dynamite.
Yeah.
And then this Dynamite was kind of like,
even though it had the best ratings that Dynamite's had since like July of 24. But yeah, I felt like this week was kind of.
Which when I saw that on Alvarez posted that or Fightful, whoever did, I'm like, well, yeah, that's because the past two Dynamites, the past three Dynamites before Forbidden Door have been absolute bangers.
Yep.
And I'm not being a homer here.
No.
You know, it's just been unbelievable free television.
Yeah.
And then you go to this one, and it wasn't a bad show.
No,
but it
was,
but it didn't knock your socks off.
Right.
And here's why I have a feeling that the ratings were probably better. You announce you're doing a celebration for Kenny.
Right.
You know you're going to get Ospreay in the ring at that point then. And true. Chances are they probably thought we were going to see Hangman in that celebration.
Do you guys think Hangman, the original plan was for Hangman to come back at Redemption, and with the whole Max Kenny match having a beach break, they pivoted and had Hangman come back just on Collision in Virginia? Or do you think that was the plan all along? Because, like, even though Shep and I said, like, his promo was fine, it was a little underwhelming for a big return of a big star that we haven't seen since Revolution.
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't follow it up at all this week. No, like, no. To your point, Paul.
But you can't have him show up this week against Omega because he can't challenge for the title.
Right.
Right. So, but you have him at least come out and celebrate with his buddy.
Yeah.
He's not really the Elite.
You're right.
He's kind of a makeshift Elite.
I mean, Jack Perry right now is technically more of a member of the Elite than Hangman.
Well, yeah. Even if you go back to Tanner, go back to you and I watching, because I don't know if Shep watched or not, being the Elite before AEW.
I did. Yeah, and I loved it. It was every Monday. It was great.
Even back then, Hangman kind of seemed like the outsider of the group. Like, he was just there because they needed somebody else because, you know,
he was the only
one member they couldn't do anything with because he's a fucking idiot.
He was the only one that did alcohol.
Yeah.
Did alcohol.
Did alcohol.
I remember.
Well, no, he wasn't the only member that did alcohol. The other member that did alcohol was a fucking idiot.
Well, Cody did alcohol as well. But
well, not to the extent, but.
I mean, if you're talking about Marty, you're talking about Marty.
Yeah.
I mean, Marty's deal with ROH is, that's another conversation, but you go back to those days. And I always felt like he was never really into the Elite, but he was he was in the
Bullet Club.
He was in the Bullet Club. Like, that's why he was in there. He was in there as a part of the Bullet Club, not necessarily as the Elite.
Same with Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know towards the end, I mean, that's how Cody got in there. And then obviously Cody transitioned out of the Bullet Club. But I feel like, yeah, the whole Hangman Page stuff was, he was always part of the Bullet Club when he was in those vignettes or videos or whatever you call them.
I kind of feel like Hangman came in after they killed off Adam because they needed another Adam in the group.
Adam! Sorry.
Good pull.
I tried to set somebody up for that.
So, Paul, I Shep and I kind of talked about this last week, but we didn't get it. Your opinion. What would you do with Hangman at All In?
Hey, real quick, why didn't we get Paul's opinion last week?
Workhorse wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
Because the workhorse was workhorsing other places.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Paul. I'll give you a little grace.
I was still being a workhorse, just in a different aspect. Man.
You got to have him on your biggest show.
Yeah, but put him against Mox for the Continental.
Sean Martin asks, how long does it take to recover from a vasectomy? Hangman probably can't do much right now.
I've had some buddies that have had it. I'm too much of a pussy to have one. But if you don't listen to the doctor for the first 3 days, you're a dumbass. If you listen to the doctor for the first 3 days, by day seven, you can swing a golf club. I'll put it that way.
He'll be good by Allen.
Yeah, he should be healed by Allen.
Yeah.
I'm guessing swinging a golf club and taking a little shoulder bump is a little bit different.
A little different.
but he needs to take 7 days minimum.
Some golf swings are violent, Chef.
Yeah, well.
Have you ever seen Happy Gilmore play?
Have you ever seen the Miz's left-handed fucking yank job he has? Fucking awful. And he wears fucking joggers. And he doesn't wear fucking socks tall enough. He looks like a complete douchebag.
I love how he's complimented the Miz literally 3 weeks ago on the podcast. Now he's totally flipped.
Because I'm a Miz fan and he knows it.
Miz in the ring, in the mic work, love him. Put him in a golf situation. Act like you've fucking been there, dude. We've all chipped in before, okay? You don't need
to. Hey, I haven't.
Give me a little grace, Paul.
I knew that was coming.
We've all chipped in before. Like, act like you've been there. There was fucking crowds around. Like, hey, you know, go give the fans some high fives. Like, give some fist pumps.
I will say he acted in more celebration on that shot than he did defending the WWE title against John Cena at WrestleMania 27.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, dude.
With his people forget he won that match.
And I'm telling you right now, Mama Wayne's, her boobs are better than Maurice's. I can show you. I can tell you that. Oh, yeah, they are. You don't have to tag him in that, but when you challenge him to the golf match, I'm 100%. I'll drive to fucking Cleveland.
He lives in L.A., doesn't he?
Of course
he does. Vegas.
LA, yeah, I was going to say L.A., Vegas. Texas, Vegas, somewhere. Yeah.
He moved to Cleveland anymore. I'll fly to Vegas. I am not flying to fucking L.A. I'll fly to Vegas to challenge him. His course, he picks it. I love desert golf. It's wide open. Anybody can fucking play desert golf, even the Miz.
Well, sounds like we might be going to Vegas, Shep. Got to keep you hydrated.
Have fun, boys.
I'll be your water boy.
Bring a camera, boys.
All right. So I'm looking at the redemption card right now. We have eight matches with a week left. Pretty full main event card because I think all these matches will be main event.
Did you know we get
on the main card? Not main
event. We get nine or 10 matches. It's going to be a 4.5 hour pay per view.
Absolutely. That's why they're starting an hour earlier.
We'll get a couple more.
Which I should announce. Your boy is going to be on the AW Redemption Mixer on the Main Event Wrestling Network at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Sunday, the day of Redemption. So
about time Paul and I have already done one.
Yeah, I know. I did the first, I think. Then you guys have done one.
Oh, I did the
my
first.
My turn again. So it's my turn again. You know, somebody with gold's got to represent.
Sounds like he's getting himself a hernia over there, Paul.
Well, he's so weak. Do you hear him struggle to lift that thing? Shep, we've both lifted that thing. It weighs like 5 pounds, and Tanner's over here.
How would you know? When's the last time you've had it?
Oh, geez.
Shortly after you debuted it.
This thing is collecting a little dust. I mean, it hasn't gone anywhere all year.
Well, do something with it. Put it on display. Quit hiding it under your desk for your dog to lay on.
I mean, you know, like if you remember, you know, back in 2023, I won at Wrestle Dream and held it clear until Full Gear 24. I mean, we're in July right now of 26. I've held it all year. I told you it's gonna be the summer of Tanner. I mean,
last time I checked,
permanent spot for this.
Last time I checked, well, no, it wasn't your fault. That was Paul's fault. Never mind. Say, last time I checked, you lost it to the thing next to the tuna fish, but that guy knew WWE picks, so never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so much fun. Why don't we do this every week? Oh, wait, we do.
We try. All right, I'm trying.
Well, how are we feeling about the redemption card so far? So I'll give you the rundown of the matches real quick. Got Tekla defending her world title against Willow Nightingale. Mark Davis defending his national title against How You Know, Andrade El Idolo. Kenny Omega defending his title against Kevin Knight. The Painmaker, Chris Jericho versus Tommaso Ciampa in a no-holds-barred match that was announced last night.
Let's talk about that when you're done announcing.
Kyle Fletcher defending his international title against Bandido. Cope and Cage defending their tag team titles against Claudio Castagnoli and Pac of the Death Riders. Death Riders' John Moxley and Will Ospreay versus the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. And Hikaru Shida defending her TBS title against Maya World.
Let's go to Jericho after the beach break match with Tommaso Ciampa, which I thought was a hell of a match. Hell of a way to kick off the show.
Hey, you know, Tanner, if you took that Purdue sign down above your little window there, that title looked beautiful right there.
Purdue sign.
It won't fit up there like I'd like it to.
Well, take some of your toys down.
You shut up.
Well, Purdue is a bunch of toys. I mean, that's all they have there.
Okay.
I tried to set you up for that one, Shep, and you're just like, what Purdue sign?
Well, I didn't. I see it now. One in the
corner.
I see it now. It says, does it say man cave up there? Or fan cave? Fan cave, yeah.
Yet somehow I knew it was Purdue.
Good eyes, Paul.
Somebody's got to root for the sons of bitches, right?
I mean, I like chipped it into the hole right there, and you know.
At least you didn't celebrate like the Miz.
Well, because you did, you missed it.
I don't know what you want to. What did you want me to say?
I figured you'd respond back with something.
I'm not an IU fan, Paul.
You mean
I know you're not.
Wait, oh. Paul, you mean Shep missed something?
Yeah. Main event, Shep. Wrong again,
y'all. You know what? I can find two other friends to talk about wrestling than you guys.
Well, you can start up a pod with Darby Allin fan of potato chips 1-1-2-2 or 1-1-2.
I'm gonna go hang out with the Beards.
I did hang out with Plugga the other night on the Beards.
Yeah, no. Paul, where was your invitation to that?
I don't invites. It's probably on that Discord that I never.
You got to read the Discord, Paul.
It was a text message. I'm terrible at it. There was no Discord.
My point is your invite was in the same place as my invite, Paul.
And I thought Plugga loved me. Damn. Yeah. I was hurt.
He's moved on.
I cried because
Shep did pop in the comments.
I did.
I didn't even get on there because I was so hurt.
It was golf league night, so
yeah, I could tell you were a little because we never heard from you again after one comment. So because
Shep's good for.
I don't even remember what I said. I threw some shade your way and got no response. So it's all right. All good.
Shep's only good for one comment.
I had to put all my wrestling hats on the other night. It wasn't just AEW. Like I had to talk all kinds of things. So
that's what the Beards do.
I was a little lost at times, to be honest. But we got through it. So, Jericho Ciampa
until you make it, man.
So I love. Anyways, yeah. Paul got me distracted.
I know that's what he does. You know,
but after that match Beach Break or whatever the hell they call it now. And then Jericho cuts this vignette and he's got the face paint on when he was the paint maker in New Japan. And then this week on Collision, Ciampa goes up to Paul's enforcer, Tall Paul White, and demands this be a no holds bar match.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we got this new. We got one little bit of Jericho left.
Do we, though? Just one little bit?
Well, I love that we get the Painmaker. I feel like we're getting a little bit of, you know, we got a little bit of Jericho when he came back about you made the list.
I mentioned when he came back, that return was very Y2J. Like I said, I've got a feeling we're on the best of Jericho hits right now.
Yeah, so here we go. We're going to get the Painmaker. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is the second match of what will be a trilogy. When you're in a feud with Jericho, or like the Jericho Vortex, people like to call it, you're good for multiple matches with the guy. So
Ciampa is currently under the learning tree.
Oh, God. That went nowhere for anybody involved.
Sure it did.
Wait a minute.
We learned that you can't teach him that. I love how both of you are just.
Are you? Is that a dumbass Bill reference that he's going back to Connecticut? And yeah, you notice I said dumbass Bill because I refuse to call him by the other name.
Why not, Chef?
Because it's stupid. Maybe one of the dumbest things Tony Khan's ever done. Top five.
That's
top five. Top five.
Okay. Look, he was Big
Top
Cass.
Five.
They couldn't call him Big Ass, even though he is one.
He's right up there with Angie DeGogo or whatever the fuck his name is.
Anthony DeGogo.
Yeah, he's right up there with him.
But okay, it would have been Big Will.
Okay.
Big Willie.
Yeah.
That sounds so much cooler. Then the other, I got a big willy.
See, that's why they didn't, because they knew Shep would make references to that. Oh, so they went big bail. Oh. And Paul is wrong again. They went big bail.
No, they did.
I'm not wrong.
Bad. And it was wrong. He's leaving the company. Of course it's wrong.
Because he sat under the learning tree. And look, you can't teach the man anything. He's said that for years. He's 7 foot tall. And you can't teach that.
Come August 3rd, he's going to be reporting to this guy.
Enjoying the show? Whole part of the show, man.
The man can't even spell the word soft, okay? That should be your first clue.
Whatever. You mark when he spells it that way.
No, I don't.
Well, you went to Valley, so maybe you think that's outside. Yeah.
Do you enjoy Big Cass, I'll call him? Do you enjoy his work, Paul?
No.
You don't?
No.
Hey, I you guys are going to laugh, but the only reason that Big Cass got over is because Enzo is so entertaining.
And he annoys the crap out of me.
But they also had a little bit of help in NXT getting over.
Yeah, but look what Enzo's done on the indies. In TNA. Enzo deserves to come back.
TNA?
Yeah. He brought that fourth rope crew or whatever it is. He had multiple appearances in TNA.
When?
Google it.
Like, not recently, though, right?
Probably in the last year.
Really?
Fourth rope wrecking crew or fourth rope crew?
I don't know. I know it's fourth rope something because he's got a whole title for it. You know, it's kind of his version of the $1 million belt.
Yeah, somebody in the chat helped me out, but he's done multiple appearances for TNA with this fourth rope wrecking crew.
But look, the only reason they ever got over is because people enjoyed looking at what they had with them. When they first started in NXT, they had Carmella.
Oh, now come on.
They did.
They did.
Carmella is money.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that's what put them over. What put them over was Enzo's mic work.
They were they're okay. No, right. I'm trying to think how to word this. If they would have came out 3-4 years sooner, it would have flopped. They were right at the beginning of that what a lot of people call karaoke sing-along era, when the fans were really getting behind saying what people were saying on the mic or singing their theme song.
Well, that just contradicts what you just said. The only reason they got over is because they had tits and ass.
Well, they did.
I know, but now you're saying they got over because people sang
you
their
said,
shit.
No, 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 no,
no.
I also said, you said I'm Enzo's mic here, work. You said Enzo's mic work.
Absolutely.
And so I said, yes, because of this. But it still was Carmella.
That's how they got over. Not because they had tits and ass with them.
Well, when they started getting over, they had tits and ass with them, and they weren't doing as much mic work. The mic work came later as she kind of left the group and went on to do her own thing on the main roster, while those two got left behind because they sucked.
Now, hold on a second. If you watch any of your old Netflix or Peacock WWE programming, there were some times where they followed.
I watched the network.
Yeah, there were some times. There was a show where they followed Enzo and Cass, and the night after WrestleMania, they approached him like, you're making your debut tonight. And Carmella was nowhere to be found.
Because she was already on the main roster.
Okay, but that did not get them. That did not put them in this position to go to the main roster. Yes, was she? Did she help him in NXT? Yes, great addition. Not harping on her at all or disregarding what she can do. I mean, the only reason she won Money in the Bank is because of James fucking Ellsworth. Okay.
By the way,
so I'm just saying, well, you cannot compare, and I hate Big Bill, but you cannot compare Enzo and Cass to James fucking Ellsworth.
Enjoying the show? Whole part of the show, man.
Okay, so it might have been Wednesday, but I was in a town a little west of us, Shep.
Wallbash.
West, not east, west. Know your directions.
Okay, you were at a different show.
There you go. This is prior to show. I was trying to leave the name out of it. I figured you'd know your directions well enough to know that.
I just know you had a show Wednesday. Sorry.
It was before somewhere with the show. It was before the show.
Okay. Okay.
I was at a gas station in said town.
And you ran into James Ellsworth.
The female version.
Oh, Lord.
I kid you not. No chin.
No chin.
Nothing. Put long hair, shave his face, you would have thought it was the same person.
Okay, you got to be careful when you start talking about women and shaving. Yeah, you got to be careful there. He said no chin. It's like, oh, shit, where are we going here?
It was the female James Ellsworth, I'm telling you.
Winnemac, Indiana.
Yes, I was trying to leave the town out of it, but yes.
I don't care. I mean, who gives a shit about Winnemac? No, I like Winnemac, Indiana, but
you are getting close to Stark County over there, and that's just a whole different world.
Oh boy, yeah, Stark County. You get up in the
that's OTM, a whole different world.
OTM's range up there.
Anyways,
where were you going with that, Paul?
Yeah, hell? We're talking AEW. We went down one of the
he said James Ellsworth, and it reminded me that
rabbit holes.
Big Bill, big meaty man, big meaty man slapping each other.
Oh shit!
Any other thoughts on the redemption card?
Coming to a show in Rochester, Indiana. Big Bill, Big AJ, boom, one-on-one. Sponsored by Main Event Shep.
I don't know if I can get behind that.
You heard it here first. It's happening here in Rochester, and you're sponsoring that one match. No other matches. It's just those two. It's a 15-minute match, maybe 20.
He can't.
25, curtain to curtain.
He can't go 15 minutes.
I said 25 curtain to curtain.
AJ can't take him. He can't go that. No. Anyways, the redemption card looks good, but predictable, Tanner. There's my
not as predictable as Forbidden Door.
Right.
Honestly. I look at the card, honestly. No.
So where do you see the title change? And I'm not going to hold you to it.
Where do I see the title change?
I see one.
It's not the KOP Predictions Championship.
I see one for sure, but potentially two more.
Oh, I only see one.
I mean, I can make a case why the AEW Women's World title should switch hands, and I can make a case why the TBS title should switch hands.
See, I can get behind the TBS, and honestly, I was sitting there thinking about it. Tekla, Monet, one-on-one, Wembley, it's going to be phenomenal. But Willow and Monet, Wembley, one-on-one, or they're going to swerve us all, and she's going to want a rematch, and it'll be a triple threat.
Yeah.
Now, that one I would not call lazy booking because that one could be entertaining. Because
Chip and I talked Willow last week.
And Monet.
There's a lot of history between Mercedes and Willow. And you could build a story. If, say, Willow does beat Tekla and turns around and loses it real quick to Mercedes, you could build a story for a year of Willow working her way back against Mercedes and paid off at next year's All In, honestly, and give Mercedes a year run.
Yeah.
I know you'd hate that, Paul. But they could do that with a good story.
I mean, Mercedes, Britney Spears, same thing.
No, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Shep said it, not me.
Top three dumbest things ever on KOP.
Not me. Might have been my.
You just said it.
No,
I've never said such things in my entire life.
I mean,
that's up there with Jay Lethal should be in the Forbidden Door main event.
Should have been. Was that maybe my top one or two rants of all time, Tanner?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah, that tells you. It didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't understand how I did not pick up the mic and throw it.
I mean, you've thrown headphones quite a few times. You threw headphones tonight.
I threw headphones twice tonight because you tricked me into that bullshit.
You still came out with a pretty good faction.
Two-fifths chance.
My faction beats Paul's faction in Blood and Guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Big Boom AJ pinning.
Well, we're gonna
Paul White.
We're gonna book the match for everybody to gang up on Big Boom AJ.
That's fair.
We're gonna book the match where he
gets all other nine guys, we're gonna bloody him,
roll him out of the ring. We won't see him for the rest
Big
of the
Justice night. Is crying outside
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, make you
and
cry.
Then the rest of the guys beat everybody up. Paul White trips, breaks a kneecap or something. And as everybody else is beating up everybody, Big Boom AJ gets help from Big Justice to slide back into the ring. His arm drapes over Paul White, and the ref counts three, and nobody knows what happens. That's how it's going to end.
Well, have you ever seen a Blood and Guts match with a wheelchair ramp for Paul Wright to get to?
Poor guy.
I know. I feel bad for him. Like, watching him at Beach Break, like he had that dark match.
Or he just did a run-in, really, on a dark match. Yeah.
I mean, he had his wrestling gear on.
Yeah.
But look, if it hurt for him
to walk up and down the stage, guys.
Yeah. He's got new hips, two new knees.
Yeah, well, if you go back to when he started, there was talk that he's been alive longer than they thought that he was going to be alive. So, I mean, props to him.
Yep. All right, I got one more question for you both, and then we can start wrapping things up. Unless anybody has anything else. So if you guys think there's going to be one more match added to this card, what is it?
Somehow Darby will get on the pay-per-view.
Do you think it's Darby and Brian Cage?
We just saw that, though.
I know.
Literally, it's starting right now.
Yeah, but
God, that one spot was crazy. Darby smoked his head so hard. I mean, he was rubbing his head forever.
Yeah, I mean, that dude, we've talked about it. Darby ain't making it to 45.
It's crazy.
I could see them running it back. Or maybe a Darby versus Lance Archer.
Or Darby and a partner versus Cage and Archer, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something. Darby versus the Don Callis family at some point. Yeah. Okay, if you take Cage out of there, you got Lance Archer left.
God, I did not realize until watching the replay how bad that over-the-top rope spot was to start the match.
I actually thought the match was pretty good.
It was okay.
But given Cage's ability, yes. But
I don't think you guys the first move you do,
I give him credit. He's talented for a man his size.
Now, you tell me, hold on a second, you dumb sons of bitches. You tell me how Jay Lethal is not as good as Brian Cage.
They're totally two different wrestlers.
No. You got a guy with charisma and in-ring ability with athleticism, and then you got fucking Brian Cage.
What charisma does Lethal have right now with the Lethal Twist?
Have you not seen like Lethal? They got to give him a chance on the mic. God damn it. Look what he did in TNA.
They're going to pair him. You know they're pairing.
God damn, give him a chance.
You know they're going to pair the Lethal Twist with the Demand. This is going to be a six-man faction.
I know.
So he's going to be with Ricochet.
Yeah, fuck Ricochet. But I'm just saying, you look at individual stars, individual abilities, you would take Jay Lethal 99 out of 100 times over Brian fucking Cage and tell me I'm wrong.
5 years ago.
Now! He's rested. He doesn't get any reps. God damn, let him go.
Okay, so compare in my mind, comparing Jay Lethal and Brian Cage is like comparing Sting and Jeff Hardy and saying, well, they both wear face paint.
Wow.
That makes no sense at all.
They both jump off of things.
No, I'm saying they're completely different, Paul. They have nothing in common. But one is way more over than the other because of his ability on the mic, his ability in the ring. If they would showcase him, you would never even think about Brian fucking
Cage. They do on ROH.
And then we get Brian Cage on fucking Dynamite. Who doesn't say a word on the mic. He has a fucking gnarly beard and he gets beat by a guy that weighs 115 fucking pounds.
Samoa Joe got beat by a guy who weighs 115 fucking pounds.
But Samoa Joe can talk his way out of it. Brian Cage can't. What did you say?
Brian Cage had a mouth.
I'm Brian Cage. I beat Austin Aries. Yeah, I'm Brian fucking Cage. Get me the fuck out of there. Really? I have a point. God damn it. I'm going to fucking go to it until it's done. I would take Jay Lethal 199 times over Brian Cage. I'll start my fucking faction with Jay Lethal over Brian Cage. Let him go fucking get hit with tennis balls on the fucking American Gladiators.
He's not on it.
No, that was Warlord, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
And what's his face?
No. I'm not letting you compare Wardlow to Brian Cage. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Okay, wait. When's the last time you seen Wardlow?
Last year.
It depends on how recently you watched American Gladiators.
Gets hurt.
Okay, who gives it? He gets hurt with a tennis ball. I put him in the same category as Brian fucking Cage.
Oh, my God.
I would rather have Jade Lethal on television every week than both of them jackalopes. I'm telling you right now.
You're high on drugs if you want Jay Lethal on TV every week than Wardlow. But that's okay.
You haven't seen Wardlow in over a year. You don't know how it's going to be.
I mean, they dropped the ball with the guy many times, but yeah, I think the crowd's still going to be excited when he comes back.
Well, that's
How about Danhausen? How about Danhausen dropping the ball?
They did. They also aren't the marketing machine that WWE is, so...
And they aren't as gimmicky. To a point. To a
one's
point.
One's a wrestling company. One's an entertainment company.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
To a point.
Okay, hold on. If one's a wrestling company, who's a better wrestler out of Warlord and Brian Cage and Jay Lethal? Who's a better in-ring wrestler?
They're different styles.
No, it's Jay freaking Lethal.
They're different styles.
Sting and Jeff Hardy.
God. Shut up, Paul. You tell me out of the in-ring work between those three guys, who's a better in-ring worker? I have a point.
Triple H.
Tanner did a little nudge like this. I know when I get Tanner. When I get Tanner, like I'm like Tanner's like shit. Chef's got a point. He'll go a little nudge. He'll go a little nudge like this. Yeah. He's like, fuck, he's got a point.
He does.
I got a point. Shh. What?
He keeps saying.
You said who's the better wrestler? I gave you Triple H.
Paul's on a WWE kick tonight. Keeps going down rabbit holes at a WWE side, and he's working on a SummerSlam picks over here. Like, I got it.
Yeah, I'm referring to when R-Truth called DIY DX,
which was hilarious
because that was the best thing that they did on the main roster.
What does that have to do with me talking about Jay Lethal being a great in-ring performer and you saying Triple H? What the fuck does that have to do with it?
You listed guys. I'm listing guys that I think are better.
Oh, wow. How do we have any viewers?
We got four somehow right now. I don't know. Bless your heart,
Shep.
Out there.
Shep, you sure you want me back every week?
Yes, I do. I want you back every fucking week, Paul. I want you back every week because I feel like I got a little bit of a work. Like my blood pressure gets up.
I want a blood pressure reading somehow on Shep, like on the screen when Paul's here, and we just see it rising and rising and rising.
What is that thing called that the golfers wear around there? The whoop?
Yeah, the whoop. Yeah, we need a whoop on Shep.
I need a whoop on my arm just when Paul's on the air.
And Paul will just write down about 10 things beforehand and try to get you going.
I'm buying a whoop as soon as I get off here. I'm for this.
Yes. Yes.
I'm all for this. I can come up with a list of 10 things to randomly say throughout a podcast just to set you off.
Now, wait a minute. Which one
gets you more worked up?
If all of a sudden I start grabbing this arm here, I mean, are you going to feel kill over?
Look, I know where you live. I'll
that might give us the most viewers we've ever had.
All of a sudden, I disappear off my screen, and next thing you know, like 2 minutes later, I'm on Shep's screen.
We have a running.
I'll keep the microphone or I'll keep it going. We see the paramedics and shit come in.
I'm performing, you know. CPR.
Oh,
chest compressions.
That's not how your head went, bud. come on.
Oh. Mama Wayne.
Hey, she's sucks. In the house. I think she made me some cherry cobbler tonight.
American pie's better.
Yeah. Well, Mama Wayne doesn't have any cherry cobbler left, if you know what I mean. Oh, well. Shit. Are we getting kicked off the main event?
Wrestling? It was fun while it lasted.
I told you I can't make it happen.
Love you guys. It was fun. It was a hell of a ride.
Hey, live from Turkey right now.
Holy
4
shit.
4 a.m.
Live from
Glad
Turkey.
Glad you finally got to say
hungry,
hi in
hungry,
person,
not
man.
Turkey, Jesus. Hungry. My bad. Hungry. I knew that one. Hungry, yes.
Well, we are glad that we ran long enough.
Cheers,
and
we're
sorry you couldn't sleep, but
buckle
glad
up
you get
for
to
episodes
us.
Of rabbit holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we just do an episode called Rabbit Holes?
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be bad.
I can get Shep going on so many things.
I know. And you know what? You do it on purpose, Paul.
Hey, Shep, let me ask you a question. Who's better, Pac or Neville?
What the fuck? What are we doing?
Hey,
Boom. Who would you rather see live on your TV every week, Pack or Neville?
I'm going to go Pack, but Neville had some big fucking ears, man. Them things were saucers.
Is there such thing as ear reduction surgery? Because I think he got it. Because they do look smaller.
Actually, I think there is. I think you can get, they go and they cut the skin behind the ear and they peel it back. So, I think that is a true thing. I mean, you're making fun of a guy that needs it done. But yeah.
Hey, look! I heard that there's some places out there. John Cena knows a few of them that can help you if you're, a little thin on the top, Tanner.
It's true.
Wait, are you talking about my fucking? I got plenty of hair.
I said Tanner.
Oh. I mean, John Cena has some hair replacement, but.
All right. One more thing out of me, then I'm done. For a night.
Oh, Tanner speaks. I haven't heard him in like 10 minutes because Shep's been rambling about Jay Lethal Brian Cage.
I have a point.
All right, so we're doing our AW Redemption Prediction Show sometime next week, even though there's a chance Paul might not be able to join, but he'll send his picks in. We'll get the graphic made and everything.
If nothing else, maybe I'll find a way to pre-record my picks and then chop them up so you could just load every one of them.
That's fair. I like that. Throwing out a challenge to you guys. The two losers of this, I think, should do the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
For Rebel?
And record it for Rebel.
For Rebel?
We'll post it.
Look. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't need to.
No, I know. I know, but.
But I'm all for that.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
And I mean, look, if one of you guys wants to come and we can get together and we can shoot it together, I'll let you do it. I'll let you dump it on me.
Hey, it's coming back. The Ice Bucket Challenge is coming back for not a Rebel, but for Chris Johnson, the former Tennessee Titan running back. It's coming back for ALS awareness. So, which is cool.
Yeah, but it strikes a little bit home here in AEW with Rebels. So.
Yep.
It does.
The Mox Renee one was pretty good.
That was hilarious. And like Stat she tried, her
she knew did she broke character like right before
she,
he dumped
like,
it.
She's trying to read this book, and she can hear his dumb ass.
Oh, yeah.
Open the cooler up. Like, and he's just... Yeah.
I just love Mox's demeanor when he was doing it. He just kind of gives a little smirk to the camera. Like...
Yeah.
But the way she reacted, I don't think she knew it was the full cooler.
I agree with that, but...
I think she knew a bucket of cold water was coming. Yeah. I don't think she knew it was a cooler.
Yeah. He got her good.
Well, when Tanner and I beat Paul in this redemption.
Well, there's only going to be one winner. It's Mr. Perfect Card, so.
No, I'm sure there's going to. You and I are going to have a perfect card.
You got the towel yet?
No, I need to get that.
When Tanner and I have a perfect card, and then we'll worry about our tiebreaker system.
Yeah.
And then Paul's going to have to do the Ice Bucket Challenge. I think I got a guy with a front end loader. That we could load that up. Oh my god! I mean, Chris Brown usually has some fun equipment that set this up with. I mean, I'll buy the 15 to 20 bags of ice we throw in the front end loader, and then we put a bunch of water in it, and then we raise it up. Yeah. Oh yeah. I got
as
this
long
happening.
As long as you go, just down the road from you there and buy it where I work, I'm all for it.
If I buy the ice there.
Yeah.
All right, deal. Yeah.
I'll let you have Chris dump the whole freaking front loader on me.
And maybe we'll do this. See, maybe we can do this on top of the sledding hill. We dump it on Paul, and then he slides down the hill. Great.
But, remember, I get to make nominations.
For what?
When you're challenged or nominated to do it, you do it, and you nominate others to do it.
Okay, well, I'm challenged every day. So,
well, we know that.
It is part of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll make this. We'll make this great. I can't wait. I can't wait till the pay-per-view on Sunday because I got a lot of, things turning up here for Paul. A lot of them.
Okay.
So, see, I love
maybe I'll purposely do the worst I've ever done just to do it.
You know what the best part is? Is maybe Paul and I just beat the living shit out of Tanner on this prediction show, and Tanner's got to come to Rochester, and we just have – I'll just take Paul out of the picture, and I'll put Tanner in there.
Hey, look, I'll record it.
I'm not getting last place, so I'm not worried, but sure.
Okay. All right. You've heard it maybe here first.
Look, maybe Shep and I are going to brainstorm tomorrow. You don't know what our plans are.
Go for it. You brought a ringer in last time and it didn't help you. Go for it.
Look, I let him pick one pick, and if I would have been in charge of that, it would have been a perfect card.
Oh, here we go again. But, oh, I'm the best of WWE picks, guys. Here we go. Here we go.
I never said the best. I said I'm good at them. And I listened to Tanner, and I got screwed.
Well, workhorse, wrap us up. Because, trust me, I've given Shep the outro last few weeks.
I botched it last week. I botched it.
Paul, I think we should let Shep do it one more time.
Hold on. I botched it last week worse than Hogan botched chair shots in WCW.
Should we give him some redemption? Should we give him some redemption, Paul, and let him try one more time?
I mean, I could do it.
What do you think, Paul?
Sure. We'll let him do it, and then I'll get the good one.
Oh, that's a challenge, bitch.
And Tanner, there's a comment for you.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Put the comment up.
Really set Shep off.
Thank you. Thank you. See, this KOP Nation's smart, guys. They're smart. They know ball.
Dude, he's
they know ball.
He's sleep-deprived and hungry.
Right? Still knows ball.
But he's sleep deprived. I feel bad for him. Like I've been awake at 3 a.m. Just been like, oh, I can't go back to bed. I'll listen to three jackalopes, and then I'll get I'll get all discombobulated, and I'll believe one guy that wears an AEW hat in the left corner. Like fuck.
Although all right, Shep, you're appreciate discombobulated you. Every podcast because you know you I do, partake.
I do appreciate this guy listening for Hungry. Austin
Shepherd on the mic. Wrap us up there, Shep.
How do you wrap it up with my song in the background?
Simple. You ignore it and just go.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. If you want to follow us on all social media, follow Tanner at Tanner92. Follow Paul at Paul Zartman 87. Like that. Follow me at the Shep 27. If you want to support us and look good wearing our merch, Kicking Out Shop.com. KickingOutShop.com. All of our t-shirts, our mugs, our hats. We love it. Follow us all at Kicking Out Pod is our podcast, and we'll be back next Friday, probably.
Maybe
we'll be back next Friday with a redemption prediction show. Follow us again at KickingOutPod.com, and see you next Friday as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!